La dégustation n'est pas une science exacte.
Wine tasting isn't an exact science. It's simultaneously personal and universal, given that we're also trying to produce wines that most people will enjoy. But it's true that the feeling invoked by wine is ultimately entirely personal.
Welcome to the soul of a house, the Tétanger House. Champagne is the result of an alchemy between the sky, the terroir, the sun, and the people who will patiently shape the produce of their vines month after month and year after year. We're heading to Reims to the Tétanger House's winery. It's here that the annual harvest is stored in huge vats which go as far as the eye can see. In our previous episodes of The Instant Win, we were there for harvesting season and the first vatting at the summer 2020 harvest. A particularly hot year. A few months later, it's time for the first tastings. At this stage, the clear wines, that's their name, still don't have any bubbles, but they do already have potential. Potential that the house's sharpest palates are able to analyze, deconstruct and understand. The cellar master, Alexandre Ponavois, has organized a tasting with Damien Lesueur, director, and Vitaly Tétanger, CEO of the house, to accompany them as they discover the future 2020 vintage.
Quand on parle de vin clair, on parle d'une étape en fin de compte dans la vie du vin qui nous permettra.
When we talk about clear wine, we're talking about the final stage in the wine's life that will then allow us to produce champagne. What you have to understand in a rather synthetic way is that there are three stages in the creation of a champagne wine. The first stage is the manufacture and formulation of grape juice by pressing the grapes, which leads to a grape juice with sugar. And as soon as this sugar has been converted to alcohol using yeast, we're left with what we call a clear wine. Clear wine is a still, non-sparkling wine that happens to taste like other still wines from the Champagne region, which are relatively acidic and very mineral in taste. Ultimately, this clear wine is created as soon as we've completed the alcoholic fermentation and bottled it for what we call the prise de mousse, the secondary fermentation stage.
Donc après la présentation des vins clairs et de qu'est-ce qu'un vin clair, rien ne vaut l'aspect pratique.
Now it's time for the clear wine presentation. What is a clear wine? The best thing to do is to try it. So I'd like to take you into the winery itself to present and sample some clear wines with Damien and Vitaly.
Je suis Vitaly Tétanger, présidente de la maison Tétanger. Alexandre, est-ce que tu veux nous servir de...
I'm Vitaly Tétanger, CEO of the Tétanger House. Do you want to serve?
For the first tasting, there are three initial samples for you to try. These are Chardonnay samples from the Avize, Auger, and Pierry terroir.
Damien Lesueur, directeur général de la maison.
Damien Lesueur, general director of the house. There is something very delicious and multifaceted about the first sample.
Very full and mature at the same time, but with a fine aromatic precision and relatively chiseled attack on the mouth. So it's quite characteristic of the year in general, combining fullness, finesse and tautness on the finish, as well as an aftertaste that brings a lot of length on the palate, with just a hint of salinity.
It's impressive, a very lovely texture and length, very smooth. It's a little saline, a little bitter and lemony, extremely good. This is the whole point of doing this exercise every year, and it's also testament to the cellar master's know-how. It's true that the more tastings you do at this stage, the more you learn about the wine's journey, the more you're able to say, ah yes, it feels like we're getting somewhere. Where you realize that this particular wine may be of less interest rather than preempting and looking ahead too soon.
Et ça, c'est une parcelle qui se trouve où?
Là, on est sur le terroir d'Avize.
And where is the plot for this one?
This is from the Avize terroir, a commune in the Côte des Blancs, and we are tasting different plots because this is one of our key terroirs. We are lucky to have a lovely large vineyard on this terroir, and that's why we make as much wine there as possible, identifying the origins of the plots in order to give us lots of diversity, even within the terroirs.
Chimiquement, à ce stade, il se passe quoi ? C'est déjà un peu alcoolisé, il y a déjà un début de transformation.
Alors chimiquement, il se passe plein de choses, effectivement.
What's happening at this stage, chemically speaking? Is it already slightly alcoholist? Has the conversion process already started?
There's lots going on, chemically speaking. Yes, now it's alcohol, which is both an aroma enhancer and an aroma provider. In terms of tasting, we've converted the sugar into alcohol by using yeast. We've also carried out a secondary fermentation. This is what we call a malolactic fermentation, where we convert malic acid into lactic acid, and this step has also brought additional aromas to the wines. And these days, we have the time to shape things during the aging process, what we call aging on fine lees. This ultimately gives us increasingly developed aromatic expression, and that's also why it's important to taste the wines quite early on in the campaign, just after the fermentations, so that we can deduce the tonality of the vintage and get a glimpse of what it might result in. But it also gives us the chance to come back to them several times over the course of December, January, and February, precisely so that we can track how the wine develops as well as the chemical, organoleptic evolution of the wines over time.
Là, vous, on teste le troisième, c'est ça?
So now we are trying the third one, is that right? Where is this one from?
It's from Pierry, on the land surrounding Château de la Marqueterie, the historical birthplace of the Tétanger house. We have a superbly rich wine here, simultaneously very elegant, lively and joyful, but also extremely balanced. There's some fullness to it, as well as balance.
Alors, vous en pensez quoi, vous, de ces premiers vins clairs?
Nous sommes sur une année très précoce.
So what do you personally think of this initial selection of clear wines?
The harvests were early this year, in August, due to sunny conditions. There were often surprises along the way. Often these were nice surprises, such as the extremely warm-bodied and very sensual wine with some wonderful acidity.
Ce qui me plaît, c'est que déjà je trouve que les vins expriment pas mal de choses.
What I already like about them is that these wines seem to express a great deal. They've got a lovely tartness and are very precise with a true elegance about them. There are still very pronounced nuances between the different wines that we've tasted, but you can already see that there is real potential there. It's a year where something is happening, neither glamorous nor vulgar. We already have some very elegant, very chiseled wines here.
Mais alors tous les vins là posés sur la table, ils sont tous de couleurs différentes.
Oui, parce que on a fatalement les vins qui sont issus de Chardonnay.
I have noticed that all the wines on the table are different colors.
Yes, because inevitably, their wines are made from Chardonnay and are lighter in color, with extremely defined yellow and gold hues. Over there, we've got slightly more colorful shades with the Pinot, i.e. made from grape varieties, and inevitably, the wines are a little richer in color. And we also have a sample of red wine. This one is from Ambonnay. We also produce red wine to create our rosé wines. These rosé wines will be a blend of white wines and red wines. In actual fact, it's not the grape variety that makes the difference. That wine is also a Pinot Noir, except that it's made from black grape varieties. But we have produced a wine in order to make champagne. So we have extracted the pulp, which is colorless, whereas for red wine, there is a maceration with the skins that is going to transfer the color to the juice. And the color from here is obviously extremely intense. I work with red wines with the same degree of care as I do with the whites. We have a sample of red wine here. We could test this one too, Alexandre.
Là, on est très privilégié quand on déguste un vin comme ça. Parce qu'on sait que ce vin-là, il est
and we are very lucky to have the opportunity to taste a wine like this, because we know that the wine at this stage is transient and very ephemeral. But it's a superb wine, crisp, fresh, and of an incredible intensity and finesse. After all is said and done, you just want to sit down somewhere quiet, pull out a pâté en croûte, and eat it in peace. It's fair to say that we are the lucky ones because we are tasting wines that will never, ever exist on the market. Nothing that we are tasting here, none of these clear wines in their current state, have a commercial destination. It's only when they are properly blended that they are assigned a destination. But when you are tasting wines, Chardonnays like those ones, you think to yourself, let's get a dozen oysters, we can really treat ourselves. Whereas with a red wine like this, a pâté en croûte would go down pretty nicely.
Alors dites-moi, ce vin là qu'on voit sur la table, quand est-ce qu'il arrive sur ma table?
Il va falloir attendre un petit peu.
So can you give me an indication of when I can expect to see the wine that's in front of us now on my diner table at home?
We'll have to wait a little bit, and besides, at this stage, we don't know yet when it will arrive on your table, because we don't know which cuvée it will go in. Depending on the cuvée that is going to go in, it might take at least 3.5 years, or it might take 5, 10, 11, or 12 years. So actually, at this stage, it's far too early to know where this wine will end up, and we're even further from knowing when you will be able to serve it.
Alors, on est venu dans un endroit un peu plus calme pour ne plus entendre les bruits.
We have now come to a slightly quieter part of the building to get away from the sound of the vats, because naturally, the tasting takes place outside of the winery.
Alors, effectivement, cette prise de contact collégiale avec le comité de dégustation.
No, you're right that this collegial experience is one best shared with the tasting committee. It gives us the opportunity to have fresh, frank, and cordial conversations. It's true, though, that tasting clear wines is also done in a very spiritual, relaxed, and calm way. The ultimate goal is to be able to come into close contact with the wines, to understand them, and comment on them in a room without any color, therefore relatively sterile and white. This allows us to look at and observe only the color of the wine and to immerse ourselves fully, ultimately to plunge into the depths of every single clear wine that we're going to taste.
Donc là pour vous, quelle est la prochaine étape? Vous allez continuer à
So what's the next stage in the process for you? Will you carry on testing the wines, perhaps even from day to day to see how they evolve before making a decision and coming up with a blend?
So we're in January at the moment, a month where we can really get a sense of whether our initial feelings from November and December are correct. And yes, we're looking at whether the wines have evolved in the same way and evolved in line with how we hoped they would, in any case, with our forecast. After these tastings, we carry out what we call the first arbitrations. When you blend a non-vintage Brut, you're taking a completely different approach to the one you take when blending a vintage. Ultimately, the whole challenge and know-how of making a champagne blend is to reproduce the excellent quality of the cuvée by using a raw material that evolves year on year. It's through this blend that we're able to include and ultimately reproduce the DNA and high quality of the cuvée. But in order to be able to maintain this level of consistency in the blend, it's important to have a solid grasp and in-depth understanding of the individual year's vintage. It's during this period, in January and February, that we can be certain whether or not we have an interesting great vintage, or if we'll be able to formulate extremely high quality cuvée in future years. But it's really now, in January and February, where everything is decided. Ultimately, we're able to fully appreciate the aging potential of every single wine.